What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most to you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Mylène Riobé, and thanks for joining me today on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD, where we'll be going on an eye-opening, mind-expanding adventure into wellness and disease prevention. We'll be debunking myths, learning about cutting-edge research corroborating ancient medical systems, and exploring the mind-body-spirit approaches that keep you and your family vibrant, healthy, and happy. As always, I'd like to stress that what I'll be discussing on our show doesn't constitute medical advice, because I'm not specifically evaluating and treating any particular person or condition on the show. My patients who come to see me at the Riobé Institute are fully and properly evaluated before I formulate a treatment plan to share with them. So I always advise you to seek the care of a board-certified integrative medical doctor to see which of the ideas I'll be sharing throughout the show that may benefit you. I'm blessed and honored to be with you here today on Dream Vision 7 Radio. We're live every first and third Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. with pre-recorded shows on the second and fourth Tuesday mornings at 11. If you're a night owl, you can listen to our pre-recorded shows Tuesday nights at 11 right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. This month, we have an extra live broadcast on October 30th at 11 a.m., so we hope to see you then as well. During our live shows, I encourage you to call with your questions. Our number is area code 833-220-1200. That's area code 833-220-1200. Again, our live shows are on the first and third Tuesdays, so please call in. Today's October 2nd, and today is a live show, so I'd really love to hear from you. I'm looking forward to giving you practical, common-sense advice to help keep you and your loved ones healthy and ready for the challenges of being human in the 21st century on planet Earth. We've unfortunately done quite a bit of damage to our environment, and so being healthy today requires strategies that are drastically different than they used to be. I'm the medical director at the Riobé Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. I've been a practicing physician for 17 years and have the privilege of being double board certified in the newly recognized field of integrative medicine, as well as OBGYN. As an OBGYN, I grew rapidly frustrated with our conventional medical model soon after I completed my residency. It was back in 2001 when I realized I wasn't at all equipped despite 13 years of advanced training in medicine. What I realized was that the conventional model was only equipped to deal with acute life-threatening conditions and had limited ability to prevent or treat chronic conditions, which constitutes the vast majority of today's health concerns. In other words, the medicine I studied for 13 years was only beneficial to prevent death from diseases, but didn't prevent the disease itself, which made no sense to me. So I embarked on an exciting adventure to find answers. I firmly believed that nature always had a solution for anything it could allow to happen. What I learned is that I wouldn't be able to change our conventional model, but rather look at other systems that were better equipped for what my patients needed today. Many chronic conditions, especially cancer, are becoming epidemic in our country and increasingly throughout the world as other countries develop our habits. With the information and technology we have today, this is simply unacceptable. Our current rate of cancer is 33%. It's expected to rise to 42% by 2025. Why do we choose to sit around and just wait to see if this dreaded disease will attack us or not? Why are we not more proactive as a nation to eradicate this disease? Why as a nation have we come to just accept that we should get sick as we age? Our conventional medical model has failed in its mission to improve health simply because it's not equipped to properly evaluate, prevent, or treat this condition. This isn't something that we're purposefully doing. It's simply because the foundation of our model was designed to diagnose and treat diseases, and it forgot about preventing them. The very notion of finding a cure rather than seeking to prevent cancer tells us all we need to know about our current healthcare model. Finding a cure means we're going to wait for the disease to happen. I just don't think that's a good strategy for us to employ. It's the very paradigm of trying to diagnose and treat a disease in order to prevent death that's leading us astray. We can see how this paradigm fails in the case of cancer. Who wants to wait until they're diagnosed to try not to die from this disease? That's just crazy. Why is our medical model not speaking more about preventing this disease? Why doesn't President or Vice President Joe Biden even know that it's possible to prevent this disease? Again, simply because our current health model doesn't discuss it. On today's show, we're going to start clobbering cancer. We're going to find the real causes of cancer and solutions we may not hear about at the doctor's office. Whether you've had cancer, are concerned about your personal risks of cancer, or have a friend or family member who's been diagnosed, you won't want to miss this show. I've personally been impacted because my grandfather died of lung cancer. This was way back before I really knew very much about traditional Chinese medicine. I had just started to study it, and I led him down the path of chemotherapy and radiation therapy because that's all I knew back then, and I watched him die an agonizing death. Had I known then what I know now, I would have led him in a different path. So this is a very personal topic for me as well. Let's start by discussing what the conventional American model considers to be prevention. You'll frequently hear that you should stop smoking and lose weight, get your mammogram, colonoscopy, prostate exam, and pap smear, and keep your fingers crossed because your risk of cancer is just random and luck of the draw. In fact, Johns Hopkins University released a paper this year that said just that, cancer is random. We know from a spiritual and scientific perspective that absolutely nothing in this universe is random. Neither a butterfly landing on a leaf or the wind blowing is random. Every effect has a cause because we live in a cause and effect universe. So a major disease that is 7 years or more in the making, such as cancer, is anything but random. This is an easy one to figure out. Why are major institutions that we trust trying to convince us that cancer is random? Or that cancer is just a byproduct of aging. If cancer were a byproduct of aging, how would we explain that the rate of childhood cancers is on the rise? Childhood cancers are up 27% since 1975 in kids age 19 and under. This is according to the data collected by the National Cancer Institute's Surveillance, Epidemiology, and End Results Program, or the SEER program. In fact, cancer is the number one cause of death in children prior to the age of 20. Is this a byproduct of aging? Insurance companies tell us to get our preventive examinations annually. What do they mean by this statement? They mean to get our breast exams, prostate exams, pap smears, mammograms, and colonoscopies, for example. What are called preventive screening tests for cancer seem to be normal until one day, mysteriously, they're abnormal. So when so-called preventive strategies fail, we're told to make sure we get treatment to prevent death from the disease we failed to prevent. Is this a good strategy when 50% of cancer patients succumb to this disease eventually? Is it time for a new paradigm shift? Is a new paradigm shift even possible? Absolutely and absolutely. What we again fail to appreciate is that there's a very long, winding, and often painful road between normal and death in the case of cancer. So why are we missing the boat with cancer? Why is it that even the best advocates like Vice President Joe Biden and Napster's Sean Parker are being misled into believing that a cure is what we should be looking for rather than prevention? Again, this goes back to the failure of our conventional medical system to focus or even understand what prevention truly is. I embarked on the experience of traditional Chinese medicine and functional medicine specifically because I realized that our conventional model had holes in it that were costing patients their lives. TCM is an ancient system. It's thousands of years old, whereas functional medicine, also holistic, is a brand new holistic system, endeavoring to seek out the causes of symptoms and conditions from a very different perspective than conventional medicine. Again, conventional medicine's strengths is the diagnosis and treatment of life-threatening diseases. Unfortunately, it's often done with artificial and toxic methods, which in the case of life-threatening diseases is acceptable. If you're about to die from a heart attack, using artificial means to save your life is absolutely acceptable. If you're about to die of appendicitis, having surgery is absolutely acceptable. Being exposed to antibiotics under those circumstances is absolutely acceptable. The problem that we experience is when we begin to employ conventional medical techniques across the board. Conventional medicine simply does not prevent diseases. In fact, we're beginning to understand that it increases diseases when it's not properly employed. So if you're not having an acute life-threatening condition and you're using conventional medicine as a preventive tool, it's not very effective. TCM and functional medicine focus on finding underlying causes of symptoms to prevent diseases. That's their forte, that's their strength. So it would make sense that we should combine these three systems with our conventional model so that we have a strategy to prevent diseases. And if we do get diseases and they become life-threatening, we also have a strategy to save lives. And then we go back to the preventive strategy and see, what did we miss that first time? What do we need to improve? What do we need to change? And this is where TCM and functional medicine excel. Even in the presence of disease, as long as they're not life-threatening, these two holistic systems endeavor to find the causes of these conditions to reverse or improve them by treating their root causes naturally. Diseases are prevented by looking at early symptoms. Or even in the absence of symptoms, you can use traditional Chinese medicine and functional medicine to see what's under the radar that you're not even feeling yet. But if you do have a symptom such as fatigue, or you're gaining weight, or you're having difficulty sleeping, those all have causes. The problem is our conventional model is not equipped to find those causes, whereas TCM and functional medicine are. So we can see those causes in different places than where our conventional model looks, and we'll talk about this in the third segment of our show today. But what I learned after several years of study of TCM and functional medicine blew my mind, and I immediately incorporated these methods into my practice, and I've gotten amazing results. TCM is a profound, scientifically-based, holistic system that was formulated over 4,000 years ago and still rings true today, as its foundation is so holistic and universal. Functional medicine is much more modern and, in my opinion, not as profound as TCM. However, functional medicine brings cutting-edge testing to the table that TCM doesn't offer. So they're very complementary, and I use them both in a fusion method at the Rio Bay Institute. A profound lesson I've learned in studying these two modalities is that all symptoms and conditions have causes, and absolutely nothing is random. TCM teaches us that the body is a connected whole, intimately part of its environment, and largely, if not entirely, made of energy, not matter or physical things, like we're led to believe. Our conventional model follows physical principles and does not necessarily use energy models. Quantum physicists in ancient traditions tell us that only 4% of the universe is physical matter. In fact, a very small percentage of the body is actually physical matter. TCM understands this and applies it. TCM is based on the balance of the energies of yin and yang. The imbalance of yin and yang causes symptoms and diseases. Yin and yang are profound concepts which describe the concept of duality that we experience in a three-dimensional universe. Concepts like day and night, hot and cold, male and female are yin and yang concepts. Even the fact that the Earth rotates around the sun is an example of yin and yang at work. There's a force that keeps the Earth going around the sun, and there's a balance between the forces that keep the Earth from crashing into the sun versus going out too far away from the sun. This is an example of how yin and yang are perfectly balanced in the universe. So, for example, day would be yang as compared to night, which would be yin. In the body, yin is considered to be the physical aspect of the body as compared to its function, which would be considered yang. So you have a physical structure of the heart, but the heart has a function, If the heart did not function, we couldn't possibly be alive. So you can't separate the body from its function or it would die. Very similarly, in TCM, they say that you cannot separate yin and yang, otherwise life ceases. In functional medicine, we can see these same concepts expressed as cellular metabolic dysfunctions and imbalances. So we don't call them yin and yang in functional medicine. We call it metabolism in physiology. Metabolic function is the equivalent of yang energy, and nutrients like vitamins, minerals, hormones, and enzymes are considered yin energy. When we look to TCM, it gives us a unique perspective that we don't see in our conventional model. In our conventional model, we believe that cancer is a genetic mutation that leads to an immortal cell that slowly divides, getting larger and larger until our conventional testing can detect it as cancer. While this does in fact happen in the cancer model, it's a very late occurrence and explains why conventional medicine continues to fail to find the real causes of cancer to prevent it. Again, this is the equivalent of looking at the tip of the iceberg rather than looking under the ocean. The genetic change is the last thing that happens before we can diagnose the cancer. But long before that, even decades before that, there are a series of events going on in the cells of the body that are a result of imbalances of yin and yang energies or metabolic dysfunction that we completely ignore in conventional medicine because we simply can't see them. So we just assume they're not there. This is a huge mistake. According to TCM, cancer has four main patterns of disharmony. A pattern of disharmony is an imbalance of yin and yang energies. And when looking for causes of symptoms, we discuss patterns of disharmony in order to come up with their causes and formulate treatment plans. So the four main patterns of disharmony that cause cancer, according to the TCM model, are phlegm nodulation, toxic heat, blood stasis, and spleen qi deficiency. Phlegm nodulation is kind of a caked-in, really old inflammation that hardens and damages cells. You can kind of see an example of that when you're cooking and you leave something to simmer and it creates this fatty layer on the top that will harden over time. The same thing kind of happens in the body. You get this phlegm nodule that just gets caked in. It's really old and it begins to harden and damage cells. Toxic heat, the second pattern of disharmony, is the equivalent of severe acidity, which is toxic to cells. Blood stasis, the third pattern of disharmony, is poor circulation, not just in the bloodstream, but inside the cells themselves. There's a lot of activity in those tiny little cells that we don't appreciate. Our bodies can be made up of up to 100 trillion cells, depending on our height and weight. Each of these cells is invisible to the naked eye and would have to be seen under a microscope. Each of these cells represents a universe all its own, where billions, if not trillions, of chemical reactions are going on every single day. So whether they have poor circulation, or they're too acidic, or there's phlegm nodule damage occurring in those cells is really a very big deal long term. The fourth pattern of disharmony is called spleen qi deficiency. This is the equivalent of gastrointestinal weakness that leads to nutrient deficits that then leads to low metabolism and low blood and cellular energy. So we have inflammation, acidity, poor circulation, and nutrient deficits as the main causes of cancer according to traditional Chinese medicine. The next step is to find the sources of these imbalances. According to TCM, everything from emotions to toxins can cause imbalances, so a careful history and symptom inventory is critical to proper diagnosis. TCM looks at mind, body, and spirit in its system and uses all of these in its treatments. It's becoming increasingly clear, based on sound research, that environmental toxins are a critical source of inflammation, acidity, poor circulation, and nutrient deficits. All four patterns of disharmony explained by environmental toxins. But it's much more difficult to directly link those to cancer. Why? Let's use the recent blockbuster verdict against the world's top-selling weed killer, Roundup, as an example. A groundskeeper was awarded almost $270 million by a jury based on several factors. The company concealing the data that was emerging regarding the toxicity of its product and repeatedly telling this groundskeeper that his cancer had nothing to do with the repeated exposures to Roundup. The main ingredient in Roundup is called glyphosate, which has obviously garnered a ton of attention in the media over the past couple of weeks. Glyphosate prevents a critical metabolic reaction in plants and bacteria through the inhibition of what's called the shikimic acid pathway. This pathway is responsible for the production of the key amino acids phenylalanine, tyrosine, and tryptophan. These are critical ingredients for neurotransmitters in humans. Now, humans don't actually have this shikimic acid pathway, but it turns out that our gut bacteria do. We have 100 trillion bugs living on our surfaces and in our guts. And if we're eating foods that were grown after being exposed to Roundup, we're going to automatically have those bacteria have issues with helping us to make our phenylalanine, tyrosine, and tryptophan. So it turns out that glyphosate, although it's garnered all the attention, isn't actually the most toxic ingredient of Roundup, even though it's the so-called active ingredient. So as if glyphosate itself wasn't dangerous enough, now we have to look at an inert ingredient in Roundup that's even more dangerous than glyphosate itself. So the journal Chemical Research and Toxicology released a report from France linking the chemical POEA, or polyethoxylated taloamine, directly to cell death and toxicity. And they noted that embryonic and placental cells, which are critical cells for fetal development, so for babies to be developed and born, these cells were even more in danger when exposed to this toxic chemical. Adult cells are also very susceptible to this toxin as well. Now, POEA, or polyethoxylated taloamine, is derived from tallow, or natural cow or beef fat. So to get from tallow to a fancy name like polyethoxylated taloamine obviously requires chemical alteration. And this is, in fact, what makes it toxic. So while tallow itself is not toxic, polyethoxylated taloamine is. Fats are obviously critical to many body functions, and tinkering with these fats can only cause trouble. We've already seen this with trans fats that were used in many fast foods. Trans fats were finally banned in 2015 due to their toxicity and carcinogenicity, or cancer-causing properties. As is evident from the studies on POEA, it's deadly for fetal and adult cells. What's most concerning about this finding is that POEA is considered an alleged inert ingredient of Roundup and is, in fact, much more toxic than the active ingredient, glyphosate, that has garnered all the attention. So while everybody's focused on glyphosate allowing the users of this product to successfully defend themselves, the real deadly ingredient is the alleged inert or inactive ingredient. Turns out that the inactive or inert ingredients are not scrutinized to the level of active ingredients. And this confuses the picture. Studies on toxicity usually focus on the active ingredients. I've often advised my patients to put down things they pick up from stores that contain more alleged inactive ingredients than active ingredients. Nutritional supplements, hair care products, lotions, and many other household products have numerous inert ingredients I can't even pronounce, most of which are synthetic. And as I've always contended, synthetic or artificial means toxic, without exception. So we're getting ready for our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll discuss more about POEA and many other things that are the actual real causes of cancer and discuss their solutions. Thanks for listening to Awaken Wellness with Milen Rehob, MD, right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. You can learn more at www.rehobeintegrativemedicine.com. That's R-I-O-B-E. integrativemedicine.com. Please call us with your questions and comments. Our number is area code 833-220-1200. I'd love to hear from you when we come back after this commercial break.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask Dr. Mylène the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Mylène is the medical director of the Riobé Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit riobeintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For 40 years, Omega has been a gathering place for great thinkers, creative talent, spiritual teachers, and social visionaries. With 390 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to our show, Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD. I'm your host, Dr. Mylène, and today we're exploring the real causes of cancer. We're going to clobber cancer, find its real causes and solutions that we may not hear about at the doctor's office. In our last segment, we were talking about the blockbuster verdict regarding Roundup and how all the attention is focused on glyphosate, which is the active ingredient. Glyphosate hasn't really been found in studies to be linked to cancer directly. However, the inactive ingredient of Roundup has been conclusively shown to cause cancer, and it's called POEA. And it's an inactive ingredient, which is what's so concerning. And we were talking about how inactive ingredients are not as scrutinized as active ingredients. And so many nutritional supplements, hair care products, lotions, and many household products have numerous inert ingredients that are synthetic. And if we begin to study these inert ingredients, we'll finally begin to see that many, many of them, like POEA and Roundup, are extremely toxic. So I always advise my patients, if you see more inert ingredients than active ingredients, put the bottle down. So going back to why it's increasingly difficult to link these products to cancer, the reason I believe this is so is what I call the effect of the cumulative effect. Studies are all over the place when it comes to linking substances to cancer, like glyphosate, for example. Another example is it took us 40 years of using artificial hormones like Primpro to finally admit that they increase the risk of cancer, and that was only by accident. The Women's Health Initiative study of 2004 was conducted by Pfizer, the maker of Primpro. They were anticipating good news about their product so they could boost their sales, and instead got a shocking report that halted the study even before it was completed, due to the alarming increased risk of cancer and stroke. This is how out of touch we've gotten with the products we're producing. Our substances, such as radiological procedures, for example, diagnostic cardiac catheterizations and angioplasties, also increase cancer risk a little, say 1% per exposure. We accept that risk because these procedures are usually done when we're having a heart attack. And so again, we accept this exposure because otherwise we'd be dead. So it's perfectly acceptable. The time that you're exposed also counts. You know, but then we have mammograms and other x-rays that also add to this radiation exposure, increasing the risk slightly. So again, whether or not a mammogram increases your risk of cancer is controversial because it doesn't increase it by a lot. All of these substances and procedures add a small risk, say 1% to 2%. So if we study any individual substance or procedure, we're misled into believing the risk is small because alone it is. However, when we add up all the 1% we're exposed to over time, suddenly the risk becomes 100%, 200%, 300% or more. That's a big number by any standard, and therein lies our problem. Flame retardants, pesticide residues on food, on grass, and other play areas, household cleaners, hair dyes, and other hair care products, makeup, moisturizers, antibiotics, synthetic hormones, contamination of water with inorganic arsenic, tobacco, secondhand smoke, trans fats, which are thankfully being banned, plastics, antibiotic-containing food sources, industrial products, and more, all toxic, thousands of them in our environment. And they're all slightly increasing your risk of cancer. But together, they're significantly increasing your risk of cancer. In today's last segment, I'll give you common sense tips on how you can begin reducing your risk from these ubiquitous toxins in and around your home that eventually make it into your body's cells. A second unknown but important cause of cancer is nutrient deficiencies brought about by many sources. CoQ10 deficiency increases the risk of breast cancer in women 800 times. Vitamin D deficiency also is linked to cancer, as is selenium deficiency, which is a mineral. N-acetylcysteine, vitamin E, omega-3 fatty acids, and glutathione, all of these, if deficient, increase your risk of cancer. CoQ10, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin E, and selenium are all antioxidants, which are substances in the body that reverse the effects of oxidation or rusting. Under stress, we create waste products called free radicals as a result of using oxygen to make our energy. Oxygen is a good thing. It allows us to make a huge amount of energy to use for body functions. But like everything else, there are waste products. When we live in our homes, we create waste and have to clean the floors and countertops, wash the dishes, etc., to keep our homes from falling apart and becoming unlivable. The same thing happens in our bodies as we undergo normal body functions. These free radicals have to be neutralized by antioxidants so they don't make our bodies unlivable. When we lack critical antioxidants, our cells are damaged by free radicals, which can lead to many diseases, especially cancer. In our last segment, we talked about the thousands of toxins that we're exposed to. We also are speaking now about nutrient deficits. Most of these are antioxidants that police and clean our bodies of free radicals, which are toxic. So again, parties are fun, and we all love to throw a great party, but then there's the cleanup. This is kind of like using oxygen in the body. If we don't keep up with the cleanup, our homes quickly become unlivable. The toxins I talked about in the first segment make it really hard for us to properly use our oxygen, and they increase free radical production. So it's easy to see how we can become deficient in these critical antioxidants when we're exposed to thousands of toxins every day. If you don't keep up with free radicals, your body's quickly become unlivable, literally. For those of you who've had blood work done, the only vitamin that might be tested with blood work that I just mentioned is vitamin D. So with blood work, we're missing information about six other nutrients whose deficits are known to increase your risk of cancer. So first of all, how do we even get deficient in these nutrients? You know, I just touched on the fact that all the toxins that we're exposed to make it difficult for us to use oxygen properly because of how they interfere with our metabolism. This increases free radical production, which increases our antioxidant demands, which would make it very easy to become deficient. Nutrient deficiencies can also result from poor diet, restricted diets, malabsorption, or ingestion of artificial vitamins and minerals. Poor diet means that you're eating known bad foods, fast foods, processed foods, sweets. That one's pretty easy, but many don't realize that restrictive diets like vegetarianism, weight loss plans, and veganism can also lead to significant nutrient deficits if we're not careful. A varied diet is critical to maintain nutrient levels. In fact, several studies are showing that vegetarians are particularly susceptible to diseases and don't recover until they broaden their diet. There are ways to assure we're getting proper nutrition as a vegan or vegetarian, and it's important to do research or consult with a registered dietitian who can help you select food choices that will provide your needed nutrition. So just because a particular diet sounds healthy doesn't mean it is. Weight loss plans are particularly restrictive and can lead to significant deficits of nutrients. This is a significant cause of muscle mass loss during dieting that leads to rebound weight gain. Malabsorption can result from infections in the small or large intestine that cause cells in these areas to become swollen, inflamed, and diseased, preventing them from absorbing food. Enzyme deficiencies become common as we age. Enzymes are proteins that are made in the body that help us to break our food down into smaller and smaller pieces so that they can be absorbed through our gut cells. Gallbladder conditions, or removal of the gallbladder, interrupts fat absorption. So whether you have a sluggish gallbladder, gallstones, or had your gallbladder taken out, it's difficult for you to absorb fats. This is critical because vitamin D, vitamin E, omega-3 fatty acids, and CoQ10, which I mentioned earlier, are all fat-soluble vitamins and antioxidants. Artificial vitamins and minerals are a particularly alarming cause of nutrient deficits because they're hard to identify. Nutritional supplements are not FDA regulated, and there's no requirement on the manufacturer's part to tell you that the vitamins in their bottles are fake. One popular over-the-counter multivitamin was tested back in 2011 to see if vitamin E prevented prostate cancer. They failed to notify the public that vitamin E that was tested was synthetic and not natural. The study called the SELECT study erroneously concluded that vitamin E increased the risk of prostate cancer. What they failed to disclose is that that vitamin E that was tested was fake. Vitamin E, in its natural form, comes in 9 different forms. And if you use a synthetic version of it, you actually induce vitamin E deficiency, which was the real reason this particular over-the-counter vitamin was shown to increase the risk of prostate cancer. Fake vitamin E also induces vitamin A deficiencies. So it's very tricky to get a high-quality natural multivitamin. So guidance from a board-certified integrative medical doctor goes a long way to avoid what could be a disastrous outcome from thinking you're doing the right thing by taking your vitamins. This is why conventional medical doctors don't trust vitamins, and with good reason. The studies are all over the place on over-the-counter vitamins because their manufacturing is unregulated, and they can put fake vitamins and toxic inert fillers in them, which will automatically change the way they function in the body, leading to either poor results or no results in medical studies. Conventional medicine doesn't have the available technology to diagnose most of these nutrient deficits, so they usually remain unknown during routine blood work or screening exams. With blood work, what's usually checked might be vitamin B12, folic acid, and vitamin D, which is usually, you guessed it, normal. In functional medicine, we can easily test for these nutrient deficits by looking inside your cells, where they're used, and determine their causes in order to correct them. For example, many patients come to me with normal blood work for vitamin B12 and are surprised when their cellular levels are very low, along with multiple other low B vitamins, antioxidants, amino acids, and minerals. Cellular and metabolic nutrition testing can test for up to 33 or more nutrients. It's not at all uncommon for me to diagnose 10 to 15 nutrient deficits in my patients who come to me with either fatigue, gut, or weight issues. Numerous nutrient deficits are almost universal in patients with cancer who come to see me. Again, in our last segment, I'll give you common sense advice that you can use to start identifying and correcting critical nutrient deficits that may be increasing your cancer risk burden. A third significant cause of cancer are xenoestrogens found in foods, artificial hormones, and plastics. Xenoestrogens are estrogen-like compounds that are synthetic and block or produce hormone-like effects that are harmful. Xenoestrogens would qualify under toxins, but deserve a special mention because of just how toxic they are. The Women's Health Initiative study identified that an artificial hormone we used for 40 years was toxic. Xenoestrogen sources are foods that are fed hormones, such as chickens and cows. Because those hormones are synthetic, they're considered estrogen mimickers and not really estrogen. This is done to fatten up the animals to make more money. So-called anti-aging makeup products can also contain fake hormones. Who knew that the way they prevent aging is by shortening your life? Plastics are also xenoestrogens because they contain substances that mimic estrogens in the body. Your body is very sensitive to hormones, and hormone balance is very precisely orchestrated. And it unfortunately can be easily interrupted. Hormones are responsible for turning on and off critical genes that then regulate body functions. When xenoestrogens or estrogen mimickers enter the body, they sit on the receptors that estrogen is supposed to stimulate and starts a cascade of chemical reactions that lead to body dysfunction. Natural estrogen doesn't do that. As time goes by, geneticists are coming to the realization that genes, which are turned on and off by our hormones, don't just produce one protein. Genes turn on other genes, and hundreds of proteins may result from a hormone being properly or improperly on a receptor and turning on or off a critical gene. So if a gene is needed to make proteins that are responsible for our immunity, and a fake hormone turns that gene off, it's easy to see how we can rather quickly increase our risk of cancer. Synthetic progesterone also causes a very similar problem. We've known for many years that synthetic progesterones increase the risk of stroke and cancer, and yet synthetic progesterones have been on the market for 50 years or more. We know that natural progesterone does not do this, based on sound research. Again, a healthy vigilance against all things artificial and synthetic is warranted. We're getting ready for our next commercial break, so please give us a call. We'd love to answer your questions and hear your comments. Give us a call at area code 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Learn more at RyobeIntegrativeMedicine.com. Again, Ryobe is spelled R-I-O-B as in boy, E as in Edward. We'll answer some of your questions when we come back from this commercial break. Thanks for listening to Awaken Wellness with Milen Ryobe MD right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio, the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. When we come back, we'll discuss some practical steps you can take to reduce your personal cancer risk burden. Thank you.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RyobeIntegrativeMedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Can you imagine fully trusting your intuition, no longer doubting yourself, and always listening to your gut? Join psychic medium Laura Lynn Jackson at Omega, October 26th to 28th, for Intuition Ignited, a women's immersion workshop. Learn to activate your intuition and psychic abilities and awaken the natural healer, leader, and wise woman within you. For 20% off, mention discount code DREAM when you register for Intuition Ignited at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to our show, Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe MD. I'm your host, Dr. Milen, and we're clobbering cancer by looking at its real causes and solutions you may not hear about at your doctor's office. To sum up today, we talk about thousands of toxins floating around in our environment, hundreds of which are known to cause cancer. Even our kids are exposed before birth, according to many studies now being published. We talked about nutrient deficits known to increase our cancer burden and how we get these deficiencies. Now I'd like to talk about solutions. The solutions to reducing your cancer risk burden are three-pronged. One is getting rid of the toxins from our bodies. Number two is fortifying our bodies to automatically do this for us. And number three is getting rid of these toxins from our homes and environment. So we've got to do all three of these things to be successful. So the first thing we do is discuss implementing a global strategy that allows the body to rid itself of toxins. A guided detoxification program can help, but detoxification programs aren't safe for everyone. And so you really have to know your constitution well and what you're dealing with in order to successfully undergo a detox program. If you're too weak for a detoxification program, you may actually make yourself worse and more prone to being, again, kind of flooded with toxins. So it's important that this be guided. What you can do on your own is juice organic raw vegetables that are alkaline. That begins the process of ridding the body of toxins. So again, raw juicing isn't for everyone, and if you do have a gut problem, it can sometimes be aggravated by raw juicing. So guidance would be a good strategy. However, you can always try raw juicing, and if you find that you're not tolerating it, please seek the advice of either a certified nutritionist or board-certified integrative medical doctor. Organic cucumbers, lettuce, celery are particularly alkaline. You can add other green leafy veggies like kale and spinach too. Citrus fruits like lemons are alkaline once they're ingested. Room temperature lemon water is a great alkalinization tool. Coconut water, green tea, chamomile tea, these are all alkaline as well. Keeping your body alkaline is a great start to ridding it of free radicals and other toxins that may enter. If you suspect that you've been exposed to heavy metals like mercury, arsenic, and others, it's best to get tested. The gold standard is urine, which is a strategic natural chelation program that can get rid of toxins from the body. Once you know what these substances are, this natural chelation program will get rid of these toxins. You have to know what you're dealing with. So arsenic, you can get rid of with SAMe, but you can't get rid of mercury with that. So it's important to know what you're dealing with. The gold standard is urine. So it's usually about a 6-hour or 24-hour collection of urine. And then you can measure up to 20 different heavy metals with that. So again, it's important to know what you're dealing with. But raw juicing is a great way to start. Drinking alkaline water by putting lemon in it, or drinking coconut water, green tea, chamomile tea, these are all wonderful strategies that are simple to implement. Number two, fortifying the body with needed nutrients, especially antioxidants and the other nutrients I mentioned earlier. If you have a gut problem, you won't benefit from taking these as you should. If you have bloating, abnormal bowel movements, heartburn, or if you're taking antacids, you may have a gut problem and should have this evaluated by a board-certified integrative medical doctor, or you may not benefit from the strategies I'm discussing. As a culture, we've made it very difficult to stay healthy, so guidance is usually needed, at least at the start, to get you off on the right path. One question I get very frequently from my patients is, why can't I just eat right and exercise to stay well? You know, that used to be a strategy that worked. The answer to that is basically that it's extremely difficult to do that today because our bodies are being challenged by a foreign environment due to the toxins that have been introduced to it. That's a frequent question that I get, and that's why I highly recommend guidance. Our environment has become so complicated, and the body has become so complicated that just eating right and exercising isn't always enough. Many of my cancer patients are very healthy on the surface. They come in and they're very frustrated because they've been eating healthy, they've been exercising, they've been doing all the right things, and they still were diagnosed with cancer and they want answers. The answer is that our environment has just drastically changed, and we can look up at the sky and see that it's still blue. It doesn't look toxic. It's only when we analyze it microscopically that we see the toxins. Same thing for our soil and our water. It all still fairly looks normal until we microscopically analyze it. So if you do have a gut problem, the type of testing you can get is a metabolic stool analysis, for example. This can answer many, many questions about the function of the cells inside your gut. It can tell you if you're producing enzymes properly. It can tell you if you have inflammation and what type of inflammation you have. It can tell you by DNA analysis the health of the good bacteria in your gut. It can also tell you if they're metabolically sound. Tell you if you have infections in the large intestine or if your gut leaks. These are all important to know, otherwise you won't be able to successfully just use nutrition to stay healthy. You can't get these at a conventional medical doctor's office, unfortunately. Small intestine bacterial overgrowth breath testing is another critical test to get if you suspect you have a gut problem, because this particular infection is epidemic. Johns Hopkins released a study in 2004 where it tested a population of approximately 140 to 150 patients. 66% of those patients were noted to have a small bowel infection, or what is called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. This infection is extremely dangerous, and it's often an under-the-radar infection that you have for years and don't know. It may present with heartburn, bloating, or no symptoms at all. It's being linked to some serious medical symptoms and conditions, including cancer, because the small intestine is where you absorb all your nutrients. Clearing up this infection can be tricky, so you have to confirm it's gone with testing. The gold standard for this particular infection is a breath test. And then you have to have a high vigilance for recurrence because it can come back, because one of the reasons you get it in the first place is chronic stress suppressing your immune system, which allows the probably thousands, if not millions, of bacteria we're exposed to on a daily basis to get into the gut. So we rely on our immune system to defend us constantly. So managing stress is an important strategy. This is where heart math from our first episode can be very valuable. If you missed our first episode, you can go back and take a listen on Dream Vision 7 Radio. We discuss some heart math coherence techniques that you can employ to help you become a little bit more stress-proof and resilient. Another strategy is keeping your stomach acidity up at normal levels. This is critical because there are pockets in the body that need to be acidic and pockets that need to be alkaline. So this balance between alkaline and acidity is extremely important. So eating foods that are fairly warm and well-cooked and avoiding foods that are cold and frozen helps to maintain good stomach acidity. Certain digestive enzymes can also help. I find citrus fruits fascinating for this reason. As a conventional doctor, I was taught that lemons were acidic, and certainly when I put one in my mouth, that's what I got, acid. In TCM, I was taught that lemons were heat clearing, which means that they were alkaline and they reduce acidity. So I found this discrepancy disturbing until I studied functional medicine, which taught that lemons are acidic on the outside, which is great if you need to maintain your stomach acidity, but then once they're digested, they become alkaline or heat clearing, as TCM puts it. So that solved the riddle, and that's why lemons are such a great tool. If you have access to a board-certified medical doctor, you can also get micronutrient or metabolic testing done to determine your specific nutrient needs, which will then address the vitamin and mineral deficiencies and antioxidant deficiencies that we talked about. If you don't know what you're deficient in, it's almost impossible to correct. So it's not just a matter of running out and getting CoQ10 and acetylcysteine and vitamin D and E and omega-3 fatty acids. Because if you're only taking certain vitamins and minerals and you remain deficient in others, you can induce deficiencies as well. So a broad-spectrum diet, and if you can get tested, that would be ideal. The last point is ridding toxins from your home and environment. Critically examining all potentially unnatural products in the home can be a daunting task, so I recommend you do it gradually. First thing you might want to do is change your air conditioning filters often, and use HEPA filters, which will remove common toxins and allergens, or HEPA filters. Look at your foods first, since you're ingesting these directly. The Environmental Working Group is a not-for-profit organization that tests and releases studies annually about many things, including foods. It tests for pesticides residues on foods and publishes what's called the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 reports annually. The Dirty Dozen is a report that lists the top 12 most toxic foods, and strawberries have topped that list for 3 years in a row. The Clean 15 are the foods with the least residue. You can obtain these reports from www.ewg.org, which is the Environmental Working Group's website. Once you get comfortable with these steps, you can use the Environmental Working Group, and they even have an app that you can download on your phone, so you can slowly begin to remove toxic products from your home and replace them with safer products. And this is something that would probably take a few months to do. So again, don't try and do it all quickly you'll get rapidly frustrated if you're like me. I had to do this gradually, and I'm still working on it. And so it's not something that most people can do very quickly. And if you can't get the organic versions of the Dirty Dozen, it's better to skip those foods and try and get more from the Clean 15, and make sure that you vary your diet. And lots of different vegetables and fruits are important. Remember that vegetables and fruits, although they share the same food group, are not the same. Remember that fruits do have a considerable amount of calories, which you won't find in most vegetables except for root vegetables. So it's important to distinguish leafy vegetables from root vegetables and fruits, and recognize that they have varying calories. So if you're watching your calories, it's important to know the difference. So hopefully I've given you some information to get you started. Remember that this is a marathon, not a sprint. You can successfully reduce your cancer burden, even if you've already been diagnosed with cancer in the past. You can do a lot to prevent a repeated diagnosis or other conditions from spiraling into your health and derailing your efforts. So that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you can join us on October 16th. We're going to keep clobbering cancer here during National Cancer Awareness Month. So on October 16th, we're going to have a live show called True Prevention versus Pretend Prevention, How to Know the Difference. So thanks so much for joining me on Awakened Wellness with Milen Rio VMD right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio, media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Again, if you'd like more information on our topic today, please visit us at www.riobayintegrativemedicine.com. You can also pick up a copy of my book, The Answer to Cancer. Be sure to join us on our next live show, Tuesday, October 16th at 11 a.m. You can listen to our pre-recorded shows on the second and fourth Tuesday mornings at 11 and at 11 p.m. on all Tuesdays. Until next time, many blessings. Thank you.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milen Riobay, MD, to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday mornings of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/awakenedwellness8 and let us know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit riobayintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.